Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
You're listening to The Morning Show.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Hence The Morning Show with Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. How are we Big doing? JD and Lippo in the morning is the real terminology.
We're having terminology.
That's what Wikipedia says.
Is it really?
Yeah, so it's gospel. It's gospel.
I didn't know we had made the wiki.
Oh, wait a minute, this isn't Sunday morning.
It isn't?
No, how can it be gospel?
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. What do you do Sunday morning that has...
Gospelize.
Gospelize.
Isn't that when you tell stories about people?
Gospelize? No, I think it's...
Gossip eyes.
Gossip.
Oh, he's got gossip eyes. They look right through you.
Holy moly. Do you do anything on Sunday morning that's spiritual or...
Ritualistic or traditional or anything like that? I have bagels on Sunday mornings.
That's very ritualistic.
It is to some degree for us. Do you hear something going on? Or is that just you like burping and stuff or something? What's going on? Hey, is that what that is?
No, you touched something there and it crackled.
Oh, yeah, I hear
and then
it crackling.
I did burp, yes.
Oh, see your waveform though? It looks like it's super, super loud there. See that?
Super,
the bottom one?
Yes, I see it. I don't know what happened.
It's out of control. He's out of control. That's about it for my Sunday mornings. Yours?
Bagels, really?
Bagels, yeah. Usually every Sunday morning is bagels. Traditional.
So you don't normally eat a bagel?
I do occasionally here and there.
You're mostly Ezekiel bread guy.
Ezekiel bread, yeah.
With some honey on it.
Well, yeah. That wasn't Ezekiel bread, though. Oh. Lana had brought in some bakery type bread, you know, like...
Stuff that's not good for you, probably.
Well, it probably is not bad for you because it doesn't have all the crap in it that, you know, regular bread has.
That has to live like on a shelf.
But yeah. They don't put all those...
Chemies.
Yeah. Isn't that a girl from grade school?
Kemi.
Kemi. What do you call those? Oh, preservatives.
The preservatives. Mm-hmm. MSGs.
Some of those girls from grade school could have used some preservatives.
Yeah, some of them are pretty ripe, I have to admit.
We don't look old, do we? I don't think so. I'm a lot grayer than you, though.
Grayer?
Yeah, ain't I?
Well, your demeanor is, yeah, but I don't let that bother me.
Oh, that's a horrible outside. Life is just... A real mess.
I went golfing yesterday and I golfed with a guy who sounded exactly like Eeyore.
Like who?
Eeyore.
That's from Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Oh, it was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, he has a speaking of a sour demeanor.
Not that I remember what Eeyore sounds like.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to shoot another ball.
Four. Hit a guy in the head over there because he didn't hear him.
I think I lost my tail.
I lost my balls. Four.
Oh, tons of fun, though. Golfing.
Sounds like it.
Golfing
is a real blast.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Another e-bike crash on Wyandotte at McDougal.
Was that right?
On Monday.
I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
And what was
in the Windsor Star.
What was the result?
Not a fatal accident, but
that's good.
You know, the Star just said that crews responded to the accident and didn't really say whether it was, you know, with another vehicle or... Just to assist a rider of a stealth model e-bike following an incident at the corner of McDougal Street and Wyandotte Street.
Well, speaking of accidents in the city of Windsor, there was a a gentleman by the name of Jeffrey Morden, 47-year-old forklift driver with three children. He's recovering at Hotel Dew following an accident on August 6th where he had to have his leg amputated.
So, oh, wow.
So a guy was driving a minivan. I won't mention his name. But he hit the biker and it damaged his leg so bad that he had to have it amputated. And a lot of people
amputated.
Thank you. And anyway, a lot of people are up in arms because it's all happened to the guy was he got a ticket for running a red light. But what else are you supposed to do, right?
Wow, and that's all that happens, yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, you get charged more because he lost a leg or if he got killed or, you know.
That was like my accident. I got hit on my motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Woman made a left turn in front of me. Beautiful Sunday afternoon. Nobody else on the road. Makes a left turn in front of me. She was drunk.
What?
After leaving the casino on a Sunday afternoon at like 2:30 in the afternoon. Beautiful Sunday afternoon. She was drunk. She was handicapped. Walk with a cane. And she fled the scene of the accident.
Oops.
Never got out of her car. Just fled. And waited till the police got there to flee.
Get out.
Oh, I was screaming from the road. I couldn't get up.
And, brutal.
Yeah. And she just sat there staring at me. And the cops got there like within a couple minutes. And she took off. And then I've heard two different stories that they caught her inside her house because she drove down the street, got out of her car, and went in the house. And I've also heard stories that she was still in the car and a cop got in the car and in her driver's side and pushed her over to the passenger side and talked to her there. So I don't know which one's the real one.
How
but
come you don't
one,
know the truth?
I don't know because it's all just a... You know,
with lawyers talking to lawyers, is that what it is?
I don't know. They just do whatever they want.
Who's they?
The powers that be.
Powers that be, okay.
And so what happens is that if she's in the house, then they can't get her with drunk driving because she could have went in the house, had a beer, a whole bunch of them right away. You know what I mean? If she was in the vehicle, then she could. But after years, it finally went to court.
Right.
And it all ended up being boiling down to a $50 fine for her.
Wow.
After all that, failing to yield right away, being drunk, driving, you know, all these different things. Probably shouldn't. And she was, you know, of retired age as well. So, you know, all these things factor into her, you know, shouldn't have been on the road.
Obviously, right. That's crazy.
I mean, maybe she's fine otherwise, but still drinking and, you know. And that's how tragedies happen.
That's so tragic, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was brutal. But, you know, life goes on. All right. Today's show topic.
Man bags and glad rags.
Yeah. That's going to be fun.
Do you know what a glad rag is now?
I do.
Okay.
It's a glad rag is your good attire.
Snazzy clothes, yeah.
Yeah.
Your Sunday go to meeting.
Your what?
Sunday go to meeting clothes.
Oh, go to meeting. Yeah. I thought you said glutamine, some kind of food thing or something like that. And by the way, we do have a little music in the background, which we're going to play the song in its entirety. And it is like, I don't know, over 14 minutes long. And it's actually Tommy Bolin, who mm-hmm. you might remember played with Deep Purple for a little while.
Right.
And did some stuff on his own, played with the James Gang.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And in his... really short career because he died in like mid-70s. Yeah, short life. He played with a lot of different people. Played with Moxie, like I said, on a couple James Gang albums. Played with Alphonse Mouzon, jazz drummer. Played with Billy Cobham, who's a jazz drummer.
Wow.
And there's others, too. I mean, he played with a slew of people. And, of course, Deep Purple.
That's interesting. Deep Purple and, you know, the jazz dudes.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting how you... can get around. But anyway, so the name of the tune is?
The name of the tune is Bagot Blues Deluxe. And it's on Whips and Roses, which is like a kind of a compilation-y type thing of things that he had done.
And this is one of two songs that are on that compilation because this thing is so long.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Good thing they're not relegated to the length of an actual vinyl album anymore, right?
Yeah, that's true. But then again, most artists put out, still put out, I think, a CD length You know what I mean? Recording or, you know, more than one CD. I think they still conform because in most cases, a lot of cases, I think they still sell hard copy vinyl. So
a lot of cases,
hard copy vinyl, hard CD.
Yeah. But in a lot of cases now, artists are
vinyl still, is a I wonder big why new that thing, is. I guess.
It must be a lot cheaper than it used to be to produce vinyl. Like they went from vinyl to cassette, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. They kind of coexisted, but.
Yeah, they did coexist, but cassette killed the vinyl, pretty much. Would you know?
I don't know if it killed vinyl. I think CD killed vinyl, for sure.
Right. So then the.
That was the vinyl killer.
The vinyl must. The production company. The companies that produce vinyl must have, you know, started shutting down production at a certain point. But I think now it's like done in such a high volume, cheap manner that it must be, you know, relatively inexpensive. Because like even indie bands, they don't put out just a CD. Some indie bands will only put out vinyl. That's the only hard copy.
Yeah, but I think that's just because it's the, you know, it's sort of the indie thing to do, the alternative style type thing.
Just to have it out there.
You know, not everybody can, is going to, you know, it's not the mainstream.
No, it's not the mainstream because the mainstream is buying it online or getting pirated, of course.
But yeah, most. Or the CD, I guess, sort of.
No, I think CDs are, as far as they probably sell more. No, I don't know.
Yeah, but they can sell those at their shows, and they can use them for promotional purposes and things like that. Sure. I think everybody makes CDs still to some degree, even if it's a promotional copy of some kind. But
you're probably right.
But the, you know, what they sell the most of probably is MP3 downloads, I'm sure.
Well, we know that's the case. Apple's the number one music seller in the world.
There you go.
And they don't sell anything that's hard copy.
No, can't buy a hard copy CD from the iTunes store.
iTunes store, no, it's impossible. But anyway, to the man bags.
Wow, to the man bags.
And what were you thinking when you wanted to talk about man bags? You're just a bad guy. If anybody who actually knows JD, Big JD, I should say.
Yeah, I was thinking about that a little today as I was had a little meeting with a sound guy from Vancouver today. And I was getting out of the Jeep. Threw my man bag across my shoulder, thinking that, wow, I'm doing a show today on man bags and glad rags. And it sort of stems from the song, too. Handbags and glad rags. What is it? Is it handbags and glad rags? Glad rags and handbags? Handbags and glad rags, right?
Right.
The song that many people did, actually. And do you know where that song came from?
It's an old English tune, I'm guessing.
Well, it's an old English tune. Moody Blues, or not Moody Blues, Manfred Mann guy.
Manfred Mann, yeah.
Yeah.
That's his name.
That's who originally, not, no, but the Manfred Mann band, you know who that is, right? Yeah. Manfred Mann. Mm-hmm. But the guy from that, Mike Diabor or something like that, you know who I mean?
No,
I think he was in the Manfred Mann band.
Well, there's Manfred Mann, and then there was the Manfred Mann Earth Band.
Well, whatever, Manfred Mann to me.
And it was just the
it's the name of the song written in 1967 by Mike Diabor. Who was then the lead singer of Manfred Mann.
Get out.
So, yeah.
That's how old the
describes
song is?
Describes the song as, 67, saying to a teenage girl that the way to happiness is not through being trendy. There are deeper values.
Did the Jeff Beck group do a version of, with the
Rod Stewart? Oh, yeah. Rod Stewart. Yeah, that was like probably, I don't know, I'm going to say the most well-known one.
It's the one I know.
It's a Faces? Small Faces, sorry.
No, it was
Faces?
Jeff Beck and small faces? Rod Stewart was
right. Was what? The Faces or the Small Faces or whatever? Was it? It wasn't actually a Jeff Beck album, was it?
I thought that's what I'm thinking. It was
because they were the Faces, right? And there was a band called the Small Faces too, wasn't there? Or were they the Small Faces?
After stop,
they weren't the same. They didn't have anything to do with each other.
Yeah,
the Faces and the Small Faces.
Yeah, Ian McLaughlin was in both of those bands. I know for a fact.
See, I'm and somewhere I along the line, I was confused about the Faces. There. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ronnie Wood, okay. Ian McLaughlin, and somebody else, I want to say, they went from the Faces to the Small Faces. Yep. That's how that worked.
And what about Rod Stewart?
Where he was in the Faces, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the earlier thing.
That was the earlier thing, yeah.
So, and I think that's where, actually, that is where I want to say.
But Jeff Beck was never in the Faces. That's what I'm saying. Jeff Beck had nothing to do
with. Are you sure he wasn't in there or played on it?
I'm kind of sure. I think Jeff Beck.
Say there's like spider in my cans or something, man. I got some kind of tickle in my ear. Anyway, we'll be back.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
All right, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. We're talking about man bags and glad rags on the show today. Mm-hmm. And we want to get into that. But the Rod Stewart version, 1969, Rod Stewart recorded a version for the album An Old Raincoat Won't Ever Let You Down. And this version of the song was arranged by Mike Debo, who's had his hand in on everybody. He produced by Chris Farlow version in 67, who was a UK guy first recorded it, I think, because the other guy hadn't. I don't think he actually recorded the song. The song failed to garner significant sales or airplay in the United States, but when it was re-released as a single in 72, the Rod Stewart thing managed to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. Introducing the song at the 2004 live recording of One Night Only, Rod Stewart Live at Royal Albert Hall. Rod asked the audience to recall who had a hit with the song. Presumably he's referring to the Stereophonics version and claims he was the first, though. That's what he says. Okay. I was the first.
Yes.
So anyway, but man bags and glad rags, you know, and man bags kind of being the big focus here. And there's different types of man bags.
Yes, there are.
You know, so, you know, what constitutes a man bag? Just what anything that a guy carries? What if you just carry a backpack around all the time? Is that your man bag?
Absolutely.
Okay.
For sure.
Man bag doesn't refer to any body parts of any kind.
Genitalia, no.
No, okay. No. All right. Now that's too bad. But anyway,
that's too bad.
But yeah, there's the sling bag, right? With it's a
messenger
the
one that goes, style.
No, messenger is, I think, you know, like it got a strap. It's like very purse-ish. And hangs on the side of you.
Right. So what's the difference?
Then there's a sling bag, I think, that has, it goes over one shoulder and then usually like a tear-shaped thing in the back, or sometimes it can be on the side too, but it's a sling bag. It's all like a one-piece type of thing almost,
yeah.
As opposed to a messenger bag, which is usually the kind that it's got a strap. It's like a purse-ish thing with a flap, you know, that you open up the flap and you put your stuff in, like,
okay,
purse-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
And the sling bag is like, like that.
Yeah.
Right there.
For all you people at home, he's pointing to
Equinox.
Yes.
What do you call it? Swiss Army type, whatever. That's my bag of choice.
I have a Swiss box Whoa. Bag big.
Hey, boxes and bags. That's the next week's show.
Swiss gear.
Yeah.
Back sure. pack.
So yeah, see the messenger bag? It's got the strap kind of behind it there, but that's,
yeah, I got gotcha.
I don't know what happened there. Anyway. All right, get back to my bags. There's the like a man's purse type bag, like a doctor bagish kind of thing guys would carry around. There's a hold all. That's what they kind of call that, yeah. I guess. Just one big bag to rule them all, sort of thing.
And a briefcase.
Yeah, that's considered a man bag.
Of course.
I could see if it was like a leather attaché type.
Attaché.
Even if you call it an attaché, that's a man bag. That's my attaché. That sounds like some kind of a thing you'd play at the club. You care for some attaché. Fencing.
Isn't it a person as well?
An attaché?
Yeah.
Is it?
I want to say it is, even though I don't have idea.
What do you mean a person? Like, what kind of person?
Somebody who's holding something for you.
Really?
Yes. Like, I want to say I saw it, like, in a James Bond movie or something. Like
Bond. James Bond.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. But the, messenger bag is a big one. And a man bag just, I guess it's a, would you call a fanny pack or belly bag a man bag? They were the man bag of the 80s, I think.
Oh, man, that's a blast from the past.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And so we've been listening to some score here underneath the show today. Tommy Bolin from Whips and Roses 2. This is Bag It Blues Deluxe. We're going to turn that up. Yeah.
Rock it, baby.
Thank you.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that is right. Just to go back to what we were talking about before, attaché is a French term in diplomacy referring to a person who is assigned, attached, to the diplomatic or administrative staff of a higher placed person or another service or agency. Depending on custom, attaché may be modified to correspond to the gender. Attaché. I don't know how you pronounce
an attaché or an attaché. Man. There you go.
Attaché.
Oh, an attaché or an attaché.
There we go.
There, we got it all settled now.
American rapper Eminem is the first person to have 60 million Facebook fans. Would you figure that
out? Is this Tech Talk?
Tech Talk. Facebook.
Okay.
We're talking about social networking. The rapper's page
is that
on
what
the
we're talking about?
Yeah. Right. His social networking site on Facebook has received 60 million likes as of July 31st.
So likes, you can have as many as you want, but friends, you can't. You can only have so many friends. You can never have enough friends, I say.
This is not the quote section of the show.
Oh, I know. Okay. That was a Big JD quote. Go to BigJDQuotes.com for more quotes by Big JD. No, but friends, though, I'm talking about on Facebook, you can only have a certain amount. Like, you can't befriend somebody if he's got too many friends. They're at their limit.
Is there a limit?
Yeah. Didn't you ever like befriend somebody on there and it says you can't?
No.
Yeah, he has too many friends.
No, I see. You want to ask somebody to be their friend.
Yeah, like especially like a celebrity or something.
Celebrity, right. No, I never did that. Mm-hmm. You must know all the really popular people.
Yeah, I want to know them, but I can't.
Because he already has way too many friends.
Yeah, either that or it's like a special thing that they know you're not a celebrity and it's like, they just blocks you. Oh, he's got too many friends already. There's only three on there, but no.
Yeah, some people, no, I don't know. It's interesting that you wonder how come they even accept friends. Like, you know,
what do you mean?
Just certain celebrities, you say, well, I can actually make this person my friend because they don't actually have a page. They have like just a regular profile that you can say, hey, I want to request a friend. Yeah,
they probably don't even paste on it or post on it.
Or copy or paste or cut.
Yeah.
Or glue.
Command X, Command C, Command V.
Command, what is that?
The command is an Apple.
Oh, an Apple thing.
Keyboard stroking shortcut.
Keyboard stroking.
Yeah.
Speaking of man bags,
I do that once in a while just to get the dust off.
Eminem has beaten fellow rivals Lady Gaga, Rihanna, and the great Michael Jackson.
Wow. Eminem.
Yeah. Would you think
that? Now, you're talking to Candy or are you talking the Detroit rapper?
I'm talking about the guy who was born across the river, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for him.
I think so.
And the candy's tasty too, boy. I love M&M's. That's a whole other show.
When's the last time you had an M&M?
Candy. When's the last? Oh, it's been a while. I can't even really remember. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this summer.
Okay.
I don't remember. You?
Recently. I buy the Costco trail mix and it has M&M's in it.
Okay. I don't like trail mixes. I don't like raisins.
Oh.
Hate raisins. I love grapes, though.
Well, grapes are raisins, aren't they? Oh, no.
Yeah, and I love red seedless grapes frozen. You ever freeze them? I probably told you that before.
Yes, I have, and they're delicious.
Oh, you ever freeze bananas?
Freeze all kinds of fruit. Just because
freeze your banana. You'll love it.
Freeze your banana.
Freeze your banana. That's like a song or something.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut it up into little pieces is nice and freeze it in a little Tupperware thing or something like that. Or what I've been doing now is, I mean, just peel, as long as you peel it. Peel it, put it in the freezer. And take it out and eat it like a little popsicle type thing.
Actually, Kim freezes all the rotten bananas. Like if we have bananas that just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because then they stay like that forever. What do you call that when you do something to something and it preserve it forever? Like, sure. Basically, yeah.
I was going to say petrify.
Ooh. You ever seen a petrified forest? I don't remember where it is, but I've been there in the States somewhere.
I've seen petrified forest. Wood.
No, this is... Yeah, well, this is... Your trees are all petrified.
Right, they're just...
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's...
I don't really remember it much because I was a kid probably when we went, but...
And you were petrified when you saw it.
I gotta get out of here. I don't want to be petrified. Seen a lot of cool things, man. As a kid, the Badlands in South Dakota and petrified forests, lots of underground caverns, tons of them all over the U.S.
And what about the person who carries a man bag?
What about them?
Are they metrosexual guys, can you be a jock and carry a man bag?
I think it's kind of been made into metrosexual. We'll get into a little bit more of that a little bit later on the show.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
What do you got for us, Big JD?
And on this week's Quotes and Quips, we'll kind of get into the metrosexual thing. And this is not so much a quote from Alan and Phil, but this is how it goes.
I was going to say, do you want me to play the part of Al or Phil?
Well, we could have done that, but there's bad words in it.
Okay.
And but the main part says this: it's not a man purse, it's called a satchel.
That's right.
So not necessarily a quote, but let's dissect that. And like
the
we
man
would
does
quote,
not want to be associated with a purse,
right?
Even though if you
some men don't mind,
well, of course,
some men carry purses,
and some men win purses.
What do you mean, win purse?
Well, if you're a golf tournament, they have a purse, and you just
okay. Win. Is it an actual purse that you win, though?
Yes, it's a Gucci purse, actually.
No,
Chanel. I'm sorry.
It's just that's the winning satchel. I don't know what sounds worse, satchel or purse, but anyway, that's
well, satchel's a man's name, is it?
Satchmo.
No, satchel.
Yeah, okay. Satchel. I guess it is.
Was Satchel Jones.
Oh, what? Oh, that's what they called me at the... anyway, yeah, but the metrosexual thing, yeah, I think that came into play a little few years back or something was the metrosexual thing. It was a big... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's when it was hip on South Park. Talk about South that. Park. That's when it was cool. You know what I mean? They made it out to be... everybody was metrosexual on there, but yeah, that was a big thing at one time that a man could be womanish yet still be manly.
For sure.
Kind of thing, yeah.
So you're are you confused about your gender kind of thing?
No, I'm not.
I know you're not, but...
But yeah, I just think it's great to be able to have something to carry stuff around in. Because I need to bring all kinds of stuff with me everywhere I go. It just, I don't know, worked out that way for some reason.
Do you bring a baseball glove with you?
I do.
And your golf gloves?
Yeah.
There's a bag right there, a golf bag.
Yeah, a golf bag. On wheels, yeah, that would be great.
No, you gotta be manly and actually carry it.
Yeah, slung across your shoulder or whatever, but you carry a backpack and you have to take it to work with all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff in there.
Do you sometimes take it when you're not working?
Yes, I do.
See?
It's got stuff in there that why take it out to carry it somewhere else? Just bring it.
Would you say
bag.
You're metrosexual?
Absolutely metrosexual.
Yeah.
For sure.
Me too. Let's go get a coffee.
And a bagel at Starbucks.
Ooh, where we can bring our man bags.
For sure.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.